The run on the British bank Northern Rock in September 2007 marked the beginning of the world banking crisis in Britain. In the end, the British and other governments spent hundreds of millions of dollars bailing out troubled financial institutions. Now, a group of charities and celebrities has launched a campaign to get some of the money back. They call it the Robin Hood tax, after the legendary English folk hero who robbed from the rich to give to the poor. Max Lawson is with the humanitarian advocacy group Oxfam.
Basically, trillions of dollars change hands every day between the big banks. What we're saying is we could take a tiny slice off the top of that, 0.05%, which could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help for poverty in rich countries, jobs in the US, jobs in the UK, but also for poverty in Africa to stop people dying as a result of the economic crisis.
Have you heard this idea about the Robin Hood banker's tax?
Yes. It's a sweet little idea, taxing the banks to help the poor, but I don't think it'll work. It's very complicated and would be very tough on the banking sector.
That's what real-life bankers are saying, too. Brian Mayers is the spokesman for the British Banking Association.
It's not something that would work in the real world, certainly not at the moment when we still have disputed trade agreements, we're indeed having cross-border wars. The idea of there being a single tax which is imposed across the world is simply inconceivable.
Organizers say they want G20 countries to participate, and they're starting an online grassroots movement to pressure world leaders. It's on Twitter and Facebook. Jonathan Tench is Oxfam's parliamentary officer.
You've had thousands of people sign up to support the Robin Hood tax and talk about it on Twitter. Interestingly, they've now started tweeting to their politicians.
Supporters can become merry men and women by putting a green mask on their online photo or printing one to wear. If online reaction is any indicator, people are largely in favor.
Oh, of course, it would be something that would be extremely difficult to implement. Anything going in that direction would be a good idea, certainly.
It would help, obviously, all the various charities that need help, and it's a way of getting money from people who are making a lot of money. So I can see the idea why it's called the Robin Hood tax, robbing the rich to pay the poor.
I think just leave it to the banks to actually continue doing what they're doing. And then you look at, you know, huge banks like Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs, they have huge charitable trusts and donate an awful lot of money to charity each year.
Some British banks are posting record profits and giving large bonuses to executives. Observers say that's causing public outrage against bankers that could boost the campaign.
Right, so let me get this clear. A tiny tax on the banks could raise billions of pounds every year to help save lives in the poorest countries, fund crucial action against climate change around the world, and help avoid cuts to crucial public services in this country.
Gosh. Well, yeah. That is about the sum of it. I don't know. Perhaps it's quite a good idea.
Campaigners even projected their message on the side of the Bank of England. It was one way, they say, to show bankers that the writing is on the wall. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.